looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and we are dealing with a really big question today, and that is, what's balance got to do with it? And we are doing a full interview series, and we are going beyond the chapter. And this is what I like about these interviews, is that I want you to go get the book, of course, yes, and read the book, and then come back to the show so we can go beyond. And today we are starting off with not just one of the authors, but the actual publisher, Heather Andrews. And I want to welcome Heather right away. I've had her before. She's fabulous, so inspiring. But let me bring her on and say hello, and then I'll tell you a bit about her.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, hello, Heather. I want to share with everybody who you are in a nutshell so we can dive right in, and also then ask, like, why this chapter, why this book is so important to everyone right now, especially at this time. But everybody, you guys, Heather, as I said, a publisher, international best-selling author and speaker, and after writing her first book, Heather saw firsthand how stories foster hope and change lives. It became apparent to her that the process of writing and sharing compelling stories is a transformational one for both the audience and the author. The profound healing that Heather both felt and observed after publishing her first book was a monumental sign. Through her own rediscovery of self-esteem, we're talking about that today, guys, and her journey to the realization of a deeper personal identity based on values rather than just a prestigious job title, Heather knew she needed to help others like her get their powerful stories in front of those who needed it the most. I have to tell you guys, Heather really, truly is a sought-after conference speaker, and she's inspiring. And you guys, if you need anybody to speak, this is the lady to have. She shares stories about challenges and survival strategies that continue to help her optimize adversity. And I'm going to jump in here right now because with Heather, let's start. Why did balance come up, and why did you have to write a book about balance and have all these authors there?
Yeah. So what's balance got to do with it really is about it's ever changing. And it's like the teeter-totter, right? Like we're always trying to kind of keep, you know, the one end a little higher or a little lower. And we're always in that equilibrium process, right? And I think that in a time like when the book was actually produced or the idea came to fruition, it was around, I saw a lot of women, men, children even, trying to talk about balance and what does that look like. And balance is not a society whole is the same. It's just not. And, you know, when my ex-husband deployed to Afghanistan and I was the solo parent of our three young children at the time, it really was about creating and taking charge of a new balance. And it does so, you know, and that balance changes every single day with new challenges that come our way or lifestyle changes. And especially now today, we are in a space of this pandemic and this COVID, and we are moving through the space of establishing a new balance. And so people are struggling to find that. But when this book first came to fruition, it really was about defining that balance. And because people were getting overwhelmed by not having balance and not having work-life balance, and gone are the days of that we get up at 7 and we're home by 5 and we have a family dinner at 6 and we watch TV, we play video, like we play games, and then we go to bed at 8. We try for that. We really, really do as a society. But people were beating themselves up about it. And how do we manage this in our day-to-day with the stress? And so when I was interviewing all of the wonderful authors that came, when I put this out there, it really became every single person came from a different walk of life. Sarah, who's on the show, as you know, was a caretaker for her mom, and her word is about bringing awareness to, you know, caring for her parents or her mom. And mine was around, you know, taking a company and becoming an entrepreneur after a job restructuring and really, you know, claiming the version of me. We have all these stories, every single one of us has. And the thing is that what's balanced is everything. But it's like every story, everybody's got a unique balance. And that changes even minute by minute. Just even today, we had to find balance on this call because I was in bad reception and I was going through. So how do we pivot from that? How do we become resilient to it? How do we, and that's all of the how-tos, the lessons learned, the mindset tips, the strategies in this book, they're there and they're real and they work because the 11 authors in this book have really come from like a space of reestablishing their own life, and they have to revisit it daily. And that's the whole thing is because when we're in balance as a woman, as a man, as a human, it ripples in how it affects on others. And that's why it's so important.
I like that you said that balance does ripple. And so if we're out of balance, that's going to ripple around us. And oh my gosh, Heather, I love that you said, a lot of people say we got to find balance. And you said, we got to take charge of a new balance and visit it daily. That is so powerful right now. I love that. And can you just share with people who are going to getting the book and they're reading the book because they know it, they want to have their balance, they want to take charge of the balance. What is that mindset and tips and stuff area of the book? How can that be used?
So the mindset tips is how we've set it up is that we share our stories. And, you know, and every single person has gone through their, you know, what their story is, how they transformed it, and how and where they sit today. But the mindset tips are just quick snippets of lessons learned, mindset tips, which really are the ahas. And then after that section in the book, there's a little note section so that you can just pause and reflect on what really emulated and resonated for you in that chapter, because whether you use the script, the lines in the book, or whether you have an ongoing journal, because this is an ever evolving journey. It's an ever evolving way. And you can tell like intuitively. And when we talk about resonation and like what resonates, it really is like, oh yes, that is me right now. Okay. So in that minute, when you are reading that mindset tip, you pause. You write down your thought and you go back and you reflect on it and why that resonated for you. And it just goes back to, you know, there's been so many changes in my own personal life this last year. And it's even from the base of when I recognized that I really wanted, I wanted to separate from my husband, and we had that conversation. And it really was about what it really felt like in that moment. And so, And then there's other things like, you know, when you have those powerful moments in your work and you go, man, something's really out of balance here. I'm working here too long. And so when you resonate with a mindset tip that's, you know, either like, you know, in that space of I'm not happy here. Okay. So what isn't making you happy? Why aren't you? And listen to your heart. I mean, our head will always give us a reason why things aren't working, because it's meant to keep us safe. But our heart will tell us the truth. Our intuition will tell us the truth about what's not really working for you. Like, and sometimes it's even like I haven't worked out. My body doesn't feel well. I'm eating all of the wrong food. I'm drinking too much wine at night. I'm not sleeping. And so when those little mindset tips go through, because it's not just about health and wellness. It is a mindset. It is our career. It is our relationship. It's our relationship with children. It's how we are coping with everything in this world today. And sometimes we just have to, like, when I was the solo parent of my children, I had to gut my calendar and just totally take everything out and rebuild it. And so when we start to have those moments of those mindset tips and lessons learned, and when you kind of go, oh, that's a good one. I always call those ones liquid gold, because those are the ones when your body goes, oh my goodness, I have to write that down. That for our audience and our readers really is the beginning of a discovery, aha. And as you start to move through mindset tip number one and go, okay, so what makes me feel that way? And it's a scary, scary, daunting process. It just is. But when you start to pull back and ask those questions, it's amazing the answers that will come. And this is where, like, I'm so passionate about this because I've just gone through a whole other year of rediscovery yet again. And so it's an evolving process. And that's what I mean when I talk about balance. It's, you know, every day right now in our world is a different state of balance. It's a different state of flux. And so when you know within your core what makes you tick, and what makes you happy and what makes you peaceful, and if you recognize things are out of flux, how can you make a different choice? How can you make and move in a different way? And it doesn't have to be something huge. It can be just 1% every day or one thing that you do a little differently. Drink more water, you know, sit out on your deck, get some sunshine, go for a 5-minute walk. Those little things can start to really show you how important you are in your own life, and that can help achieve that new balance because it has to come from you and within. It's a must.
I love it. You have to know how important you are. And okay, you just gave like the golden key to everybody here. Like a lot of us, it's difficult to sit back and go, ooh, well, where do I not feel in balance? Where do I, you know what? You just said it. Heather Andrews just said it right here is when you say, I'm not happy here. That's it. That's the key. That's your recognition. You can start going into there. Well, question I have to ask you, because this is something that you overcame and they can read that in your chapter, but how do we get out of if we are experiencing guilt from not having balance? Like we feel it's our fault and we're guilty. How do we get out of that?
I think the biggest empowerment, and this is the biggest lesson that I've learned, is find the trusted confidant you have in your life and just go and ask. Because I have I call them my inner circle, my inner peeps. And this last year has been really, it's been a challenging one on a multitude of levels. It's been full of ahas and great moments in business and friendships and celebrations with my mom's health. But yet we've lost a lot. And you know, and with the pandemic and everything else, there's just been a lot for a lot of people. And sometimes it's, you know, so find the inner circle and ask for support. And it's also recognizing that act of kindness for yourself. We can't be on our game every single day. We just can't. And there's going to be days when you get up in the morning and you go, oh my goodness sakes. But there's also those morning rituals. There's also those things that, you know, that you can, once you get into the habits of little things that you do every single morning that make you feel good, that set the tone for the day, those are key. Like, you know, is it meditation? Is it morning coffee and your newspaper? Is it, you know, reading
What's
an inspirational
yours?
Quote on mine? I'm a huge believer in God and universe, and I basically go and read the faith message every day for mindset. Like I use a thing called Healing Tools, Source Messenger. I listen to Joel Osteen a lot. I go look up his message for the day every day because it really sets my tone. And also I also am working with a meditation coach right now to really feel when things aren't quite, you know, like allowing the feeling. And so when things aren't sitting quite right with me, I sit and I let myself feel. And if something, and if I have a tear run down my cheek, that's okay because I know what it is that I'm feeling and I know what it is that I need to work on because, you know, in the last year, my marriage has broken up and we came through that with a space of absolute love. We did. We modeled our way for our children. We did it very amicably. And there's been forgiveness. And my mom got sick. She had her stroke. She lost her vision. And now she's had her 2 eye surgeries and she's coming out the other side. We are in the midst of praying that she might drive again and regain that freedom. And I lost a best friend to a heart attack. And this book has been dedicated to her because she was the one that introduced me to, she was a spirit medium. And she said, Charlefsky was her name. And she said, Heather, you need self-care. And she was really the one about, it was just a message from the higher spirits that said, Heather, you need to start looking after you because you have to be able to look after all these other people right now. And that's really what has stemmed. So the idea of the book was there, but it just took on a whole other message with who came into the book. the stories that we're sharing, and then now we're launching this book in a pandemic. And so it's about achieving that new space, that new balance. And with all of the tools and the know-hows and the strategies and the mindset tips and the lessons learned, there is something in this book for everyone, female, male, young, and old, because everybody is walking a space of their own journey. And when we talk about the guilt of maybe not doing it well enough, it's about forgiveness. It's about forgiving yourself and allowing yourself the space to be in that space and be kind with you. It's okay. And ask for support, because that is the most empowering action that one can ever do. And just knowing who your support people are. And I have to say that as we produced this book, every single co-author showed up, and they did the work and they rolled with the times. And that's the power of these stories and the power of the co-authors in this book, because they were resilient to, okay, this book's not going to come out when we thought, because this happened, and then we now have this. And it just rolled with it. And that's the expertise and the belief in that balance is its own unique thing every single day. And the lessons that they've learned, they practice, and it was tried and true in this book on how they showed up. There was not one ounce of negativity, like, well, it should have happened. It was never there. So therefore, they are emulating what they have written about. So it's an authentic book. It's an authentic strategy book that can help inspire others move through this, you know, with a heartfelt space. And that's why I'm so passionate about this book.
I have to say, of this book, because I got to be a part of it and wrote the chapter, you're right. Nobody was ever like, oh, it's supposed to be this way, and what about this? And thank you for highlighting that this book, I didn't even come to think about it being published, like, and released in the middle of a pandemic. And I have to say that you have this way, and I'm so grateful, and I want to thank you this right now. You have attracted and aligned with a team. The editors are out of this world. Was so grateful. I've never worked with somebody as so amazing as this team before. And I just want to invite anybody right now, you can hear the passion in Heather Andrew's voice right now. If you guys have not yet read any of her books, that's a signature piece that you'll always get the mindset tips to this. That reach out to Heather. If you have a story that you want to share, she'll be able to listen to you and hear it and help you identify maybe where that story might be. Maybe it's a solo piece. Maybe it's, you know, another contribution book. But Heather, thank you so much for pulling over. I know you're on your way to help more people. I'm so grateful that you were able to be with us here today. I just thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Lisa. And I just have to give a shout out.
Oh, I think we lost her. We are going to add the shout out in. We're sneaking away to commercials, and we're going to come back with our second guest. And hang in here, because we've got a lot of balance.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we're back, and thank you guys for hanging in for that first half. We were really trying to make that work, and that, yes, we did. We were taking charge of a new balance for sure. And as we go into what balance got to do with it, wanted to just pass along a shout out that Heather was delivering to her team, and that's the entire team. That's the people who have pulled us together from operations manager to right to the end of the, you know, probably putting this together. So we've got Sarah Kanelski. Oh my gosh, I knew I was going to say that. I want to say Kanelski, but it's not. It's Kanelski. Sarah, can you help me out here, please?
You had it right the second time round. Kanelski.
So, Sarah, thank you so much for hanging here. I want to share with everybody, you have a very interesting reason why you're a part of this book, but let me share with everybody who you are first. So, Sarah, oh gosh, Kanelski, yes. Kanelski, my gosh, why do I struggle with that one? She's a self-proclaimed prairie girl with an island heart, and she lives in Calgary, Alberta. Married to her best friend and high school sweetheart, together they have raised two beautiful souls. Traveling and writing inspire Sarah to wander the globe, seeking experiences that engage her spirit in meaningful connection and personal growth. Her passion for Hawaiian led to her becoming a human. Sarah, why are there all these words in here that are difficult?
it's just to stretch your imagination.
Well, thank you very much to becoming a humana, a student of the Aloha Music Camp, a project of the Mohala. Who Foundation, dedicated to promoting the worldwide teaching and sharing of the Hawaiian music, dance, language, and culture. Her passion for pursuing personal excellence stems from creating the life she desires through the coaching and mentoring of Aaron, Sky, Kelly, and Associates, including her incredible Achievement Club. Achievement Club team is just so talked about. I have to learn more about them. In October 2018, Sarah was granted the gift of caring for and bearing witness to the final phase of her mother's journey as her soul gently transitioned from a single life force to one of universal energy. I love this. And Sarah, we're going to let people know how they can get in contact with you. But as we share about this and go beyond the chapter, I have to have you start first. You come to us, yes, as a co-author, but for a very different angle. So share with us about that angle, because you know what I'm talking about.
Well, for me, Lisa, and thank you very much for having this opportunity to be with your group here. For me, it's an opportunity to share some of the challenging circumstances that we went through as a family while supporting my mom's journey in dementia. And I have a really hard time with sharing some things. I have a little bit of stage fright, both virtual and physical at times, but I really felt strongly that I needed to get a message out to whomever was ready to hear the message, that you're not alone. And even though there are a lot of times that I felt that way, I did a lot of journaling and introspection and healing with a lot of great mentors and coaches. That's not who I am. I feel very strongly that everyone has a purpose in life. And right now, that's not for me. But that doesn't mean that the story that I have to share is any less important for people to hear. And so for me, this was really an opportunity to share our experiences and to also let people know that it wasn't all doom and gloom and sadness. There was a great deal of that, but there was also a lot of love and caring and real connection. And I just wanted to try to share that perspective with my readers. A lot of my friends and family know that that's exactly what we went through and how things were. But I really struggled with, opening that up to a larger audience because it was scary. It still is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm really glad that you said yes to doing this. Like, it's one thing to write something on paper. You're right. You can take the time and you have this private. Right now, it's like conversation. Oh, sorry. Are you back now? There. This specific conversation is to have to go a little, not, yes, beyond the chapter, but to really share with people why it is so important for you to lead the way, to tell people that they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. They're not alone. And can you share with when you first heard or found out or realized that your mother was going through or that she had dementia, did you instantly mm-hmm. felt alone, or was that something that happened as you cared for her?
It was kind of a situation where, you know, when you have that sensation of something's not quite right, but you don't really want to acknowledge it. And then when somebody lays it right out on the table for you and you can't deny it any longer, and then you think, oh crap, now what do I do? And I had some really strong people with me when a lot of these factors were coming into play. And so I am so grateful for their spirit, because I couldn't have done it alone. And I didn't always know how to ask for help. But when I started to, it was much easier as time went on to recognize that, ooh, you know what? I can't do this by myself right now. Who can help me?
Toggle between asking for help with your mother, or was it asking for help for yourself to continue to help, like assisting with your mom?
Well, it was a little bit of both. At first, it was definitely asking for what I consider to be reliable help and resources for my mom's situation. There is a lot of information out there that at the time, I mean, granted, for this journey that we're about to go on. And then once I found those resources on my mom's behalf, then it was becoming a case of, oh crap, I can't do this on my own. I'm falling apart, but I can't let anybody see that, because then I would be a failure. And so the journey,
I need help. Like, how does one make the space and time to get that help that we need so that we can still do what we need to do?
Well, I found some non-conventional ways, as I talk about in my chapter. I have an amazing group of people that share their knowledge of, the word is Hawaiiana, and it's
Hawaii.
A lot of instrumentation. And that group really helped me connect with my spiritual side. I've always been a big fan of all things Hawaii. Anybody that knows me knows that that's a big case for me. But what I did learn was to ask for help from the universe. And that was a hard one for me. Oh. I'm an analytical by nature. It was just something that in the back of my mind, I always thought, yeah, it's there. But I didn't really connect with it until I saw it expressed and shown to me by other cultures. And my mindset was ready to open for that. And so I started to learn how to ask for help. Sometimes it was in a fit of rage, which you'll read about in my chapter. But in other times, it was from a place of quiet resignation. And it just turned out to be that the power of your words is so significant. And it's a very, very, I don't even know what the word is, to be honest, just a really strong connection that there's something else out there giving us the help. But we need to be prepared to ask for it and be clear with what we're asking.
I like the clear. Can you talk? I like that you just said the resignation to ask it. What is it that we are resigning in order to ask for help, but that still allows us to stay in a place of power, of love?
I think you've mentioned it before, and it's letting the ego off to the side. It's only something I've started to explore a little bit more about. but it's the recognition that we weren't put on this earth to shoulder every single responsibility and be the one and only for the entire world to come to. It's about collaboration. It's about connection. It's about support. But it's also about being humble and recognizing.
About your, with your situation with your mom, was the help that you were asking for, that you needed, was it accepting that she needed help, or is it just the pure, was there labor involved? I mean, I've had, my mother was sick all my life, and sometimes, you know, when I was a little kid, I had lots of energy. I could run around and do everything, but it was maybe it was hard on my heart, or was it, like, what kind of help did you need, and would somebody else maybe resonate with, who's dealing with a parent with dementia or going to be diagnosed shortly?
For me, the biggest thing was that I needed to really have some sort of guidance. I have a very strong need for certainty in my life. I'm getting better. And those that know about the needs will understand that concept. But I needed to know what was happening next. What was going to happen next? What was the worst case scenario? And once I could put that into perspective, I thought to myself, okay, if that's worst case scenario, we're not there yet. It's coming. So be prepared for it. But in the interim, what can we do so that we're not in crisis mode 100% of the time? And
you were trying not to be caught off guard.
Yeah, I needed to learn how to develop thick skin and how to figure out, how do we reminisce creatively? Because oftentimes my mom would be in her own perspective of what reality was for her at that moment in time was far different from what you and I might consider reality. And
right.
That really caught me off balance many, many times. But once I figured out, oh, does it really matter? And let her tell her stories the way she envisions them, why not get creative with her and jump into her world at that moment in time? But if I had some of that preparation, it was coming from resources like the Calgary Alzheimer's Society and the Family Caregiver Society. And there was a great book that I got very early on called The Best Friends Approach to Alzheimer's and Dementia Care. And it really helped to clarify for me, how do I want to be in this journey alongside her? I knew there was going to be tears. I knew there was going to be heartbreak. And I knew there was going to be a lot of sadness. But I didn't want her to be in that experience when I was with her, to the best of my ability.
That's a really great thing. How do I want to be? And that is about balance. That's about balance. It's about being prepared and being able to step into something that maybe you didn't choose. You didn't know you wanted it. You didn't say, yes, please, I'd like to go through this with my mom. But here you are put into a situation. And how do I want to be? Now, how did the, were you able to ask for help, and did you have balance within your family while this was happening?
Yes. I had such an abundance of support. I just want to give a big shout out to my big brother. Sorry.
No.
I'm emotional.
No, it's okay.
Ray, I love you. And Pam, thank you so much for all of your support. And of course, to my husband, Rich. And my kids, Cam and Nicole. If I didn't have that team right beside me, sometimes they were leading and sometimes they were following and sometimes they just got the heck out of the way because they knew better. But we were pretty solid in a lot of different areas. And when I couldn't carry the load because it was just too emotionally, sometimes physically heavy, I often didn't even have to ask for help. They just knew instinctively. They knew, and it was friends and family, and especially my mother-in-law Gloria, who took me to the program and held my hand and said, "This is why I wanted to bring you, because this is what I think you're dealing with."
you know, being somebody, being there for someone, just standing beside them is helping. And we can help balance someone by standing beside them. That is balance. It's like, here, do you need, you know, I can imagine, you know, when somebody goes to stand up and they lose their balance, what do? We just put our body there. We don't have to do anything else. We just kind of put our body there, like, here, take me. I'm here for you. I have stability to share.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The chapter is needed. It is needed. And I'm going to encourage any listener out there, whether it's you going through this or you think you might go through it or you know someone, it is helpful to have, like you said, clarity in what you need help with, but also reliable resources. Can you, I'd like for you to expand on the reliable resources. I want to just kind of like prepare people. What is it we could end up doing if we don't have a reliable resource? What does that look like? What is an unreliable resource or not being prepared?
Well, I guess in my experience, I have to say that there have been times when I've relied on other individuals whom I thought were an expert in their field. And when I've actually connected with them, I've found that, I think I know a little bit more about this whole thing than they do. I'm not sure that they can really add any value to what it is that I'm looking for. And in some other areas too, there were a lot of interesting concepts in terms of nutrition and pharmaceutical suggestions that had been made or even Googled, you know, in the big world wide web, you can find just about anything. And I was really afraid that if we hung our hat on one particular method of learning to help her, that we were potentially missing something that was even better. And so I looked to the experts at the time in the field itself, and I asked questions. And I wasn't afraid to ask questions, even when we were dealing with some challenges in the healthcare industry. There were a few times where we had to have some heart-to-hearts with our healthcare team. And I learned how to be a pretty strong advocate. Didn't always cry, but there were many times that I did. But I didn't also get super angry, although there were many times that I did, just not necessarily in public, but I took it out on paper. And then I realized if I consolidated a lot of the data and saw where the connections were and what made sense in my own heart and in my own gut, I learned to follow my intuition. And it served us very strongly, especially towards the end.
I love that the balance, actually, I feel like what you're saying is that we can feel balance in our guts and our hearts when, there's just so much goodness in there. I was trying, because you know what, sometimes we pick one road, we're going to go down this way. Asking for help doesn't mean just going one route. It means, I love that you said that, balance in asking questions, balance in your breakdowns and crying, balance in when you get angry and when you don't, because it doesn't mean, doesn't mean you never get angry. Balance doesn't mean you never cry. Balance doesn't mean you're perfect and now you know all the way. It means listening to your intuition. That is incredible. When I first spoke with you off air, I loved what you said. There was a really important reason why you wanted to write this chapter. And it was for your family. I thought that was so loving. Can you just share that about what you said, that about your children and your family?
I wanted to leave a tangible legacy for my kids. My kids grew up in this environment of a mom that wasn't always available emotionally, physically. But I wanted them to understand that despite all of the difficulties that we went through, that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And if it's okay for me to ask for help for whatever difficulty it is that I was going through at the time, I want my future generations, not that I'm in any hurry, kids, but I want future generations to read my words from my perspective and know that there was a lot of love and there was a lot of heartache, but more so love in this journey. And that wasn't the only thing that they grew up with. And I just wanted future generations and family and friends to know how much I appreciated, we all appreciated their support and how important it was, even though the time has passed.
There's a balance with appreciation, isn't there? Because there's a time where we have to put our head down and forge forward because we're going through something. And it's not there's not appreciation, but that I love that full circle where you're able to say, whew, okay, I would like to balance this out now with appreciation, with sharing, with putting, like, I like that you use the word legacy. I think that was really valuable and opened my eyes. If you were to share with us just when you were asked, would you like to write in this, you know, book, what's balance got to do with it? Did this scenario specifically with your mother come up, or did you weigh out other stories, or did you know this was it, and why, when it comes to balance?
Well, actually, I approached Heather and her team with the idea of, have you thought of writing a compilation piece from the perspective of people who are caregivers for loved ones that are going through dementia or Alzheimer's or other types? And just around that time, they were formulating the concept of this particular program. And after a couple of discussions, we thought that this might be a really good fit. And so for me, I had to question them, well, why do you think my story has a good fit for your ideas here? And what I heard back from them, really, it just hit me right. You know, that little spot in your intuition spot just goes, yeah, this sounds good. This sounds right. And I have trust that it's going to be relayed correctly and in my own words. I need a little help, definitely. And I love the help that we got. I sure learned a lot.
Oh, well, I absolutely love the story, but I love speaking with you, and I love hearing about it. And I think that, you know, I'm so thank you for letting other people know that they can reach out to you. You know, it's maybe not to be coached or how to think, but they could reach out to you if there's somebody really struggling and in need of help and they didn't know who to ask for help, that they could reach out to you. And we're going to be posting just an email where they could reach out to you, but they can certainly start with buying the book. Yeah, and they can buy that book on Amazon. You can get an ebook and then coming to print soon. No, wait, we're here. We can do your print last week, and it is What's Balance Got to Do with It? And I want to thank you, Sarah, for being part of today's conversation and for writing your chapter and being a part of a book. And thank you for being my co-author. I love that you're part of Balance and Balance with Me.
I really appreciate this opportunity, Lisa. It was a big challenge for me. And I think I didn't die.
You came alive is what you did. And that's what happens when we share our stories. We go beyond the chapter, and we are going to continue this series, not the next Monday, but the first Monday in August. So please, everyone, join us as we continue sharing and talking about what's balance got to do with it as we go next co-authors up. So everybody, thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah. And we will talk to you shortly. And I hope that anybody who needs your help or guidance has a complete open heart to be able to ask you that. And we'll put the links below. You can check in my Facebook page as well, Lisa Berry, Berry. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.